1991 marked the beginning of a mass wave of immigration to Canada of Ukrainians and other East Europeans. This year marks the 120th anniversary of that historic year, and one that certainly deserves to be celebrated. On the line with me now to talk about that is my radio colleague, Roman Bertin, host of Edmonton's popular Radio Journal program. And Roman is also the chair of the National 120th Anniversary Commemoration Committee. Welcome, Roman. Thanks for coming on to Nash Holos.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
Now, we're well into the year already, and I understand that the celebrations actually were kicked off in Alberta.
Yes, that's right. Actually, we're into the calendar year, but we're just beginning our celebration year. When we set out to look at the celebration of 120 years of Ukrainians in Canada, historically, it was in the late spring that we saw the arrival of the first immigrants. And in fact, it wasn't until 1892 that we saw, you know, the first settlements actually beginning to take shape. So, to us, the celebratory year, starting Victoria Day and going until approximately Victoria Day of 2012, made a lot of sense.
Ah.
And so that's why our year's kind of just begun, so we've got a full year ahead of us.
Oh, great. So we're not on Ukrainian time. We're on time for once.
Exactly.
That's great. Now, you said Victoria Day, so tell us how the year started.
Well, we had a special celebration at the Ukrainian Cultural Heritage Village, which is an historic site just outside the city of Edmonton here. It's actually owned by the province of Alberta, but it was started at the initiative of some Ukrainian community activists and then some community groups that really allowed it to flower and develop. It's the recreation of not a Ukrainian village such as Село в Україні, but rather a Ukrainian, let's say, settlement here in Canada, and particularly in East Central Alberta. So a typical town site, let's say, where Ukrainians would have had their farmsteads and would have conducted their daily lives. The village is an ongoing project. So one of the things that they've been doing is acquiring buildings and bringing those in and doing research on the buildings so that they can be restored to pretty much exactly the way they were when they were first established in the late 1890s, early 1900s. And part of that is also any kinds of additional things that will complete, you know, the whole recreation of the era. One of the things that has been missing and that the historians have been looking for eagerly is to be able to find an authentic homestead marker, which at that time, these are basically the stakes that were pounded into the ground by surveyors so that when you claimed your homestead and you went out to find the land that you've laid claim to, you would be able to identify it by these markers. Now, because they were wooden stakes, you can well imagine they pretty much disappeared, but some of them had been recovered by the Alberta Surveyors Association, and when the village made contact with them, they actually found out that not only do they have the specifications to actually, do a reconstruction of one, but they actually had a few authentic homestead markers from the era. Yeah, so that was a huge find, and this day was set aside as a day when, in marking the 100th anniversary of the Surveyors Association, they could come to the village and all together we could actually pound in that homestead marker that becomes a part of the permanent display at the village.
Huh.
So that was a perfect opportunity, you know, all things considered, for us to also launch the celebration of the 120th anniversary of Ukrainians in Canada. So we're out there representing the national committee, myself and a couple of colleagues, and basically we announced the kickoff of the year, and we also unveiled the official logo for the celebrations.
Yes, and I've seen that logo. It's gorgeous.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, that was a part of a nationwide call for submissions from artists. And I have to tell you, the window there, I think we had about a three-week window for people to make submissions. And by obviously being sort of chairing the committee, I wasn't going to say this out loud, but I was just a little bit worried that, you know, maybe we wouldn't have a lot of submissions or maybe a lot of quality submissions. As it turns out, man, was I wrong. We had over two dozen submissions from across the country, various age groups, various levels of, you know, professional down to amateur artists, in fact, a couple of high school students.
Mm-hmm.
And they were everything from completely finished and polished artwork to sketches and concepts. And then we basically left it wide open for them to interpret what they thought would represent not just 120 years ago, as in the first pioneers, but 120 years of Ukrainians in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And we finally, after receiving these and submitting them to the committee, and had selected a work by Oleg Lisiuk, who is an artist based in Toronto, His sculpting is actually his first love. He's a sculptor, but he does dabble in graphic art and other things. And he submitted an absolutely wonderful thing that really just captures, I think, the theme and the spirit of Ukrainians in Canada, and says so many different things and can mean different things to different people.
Yeah, I agree with you. It was a very good choice.
Thank you.
So what are some of the things that are coming up now?
Well, one of the mandates of the committee, we had several choices. You know, we could have gone all out and said, okay, Cook is going to put together some actual celebrations on a national scale, I don't know, festivals or other showcases of Ukrainian culture, that kind of thing. But is that really our role? Because, you know, as I mentioned, the calendar date started quite a while ago, and even before 2011 rolled around, there were already events being organized in various communities across the country that were dedicated to the 120th anniversary.
Okay, but just for the benefit of listeners who may not understand what the Ukrainian acronym for KUK is, actually the Ukrainian Canadian Congress.
Right. Yeah, the Ukrainian Canadian Congress, right, which is, well, this can be a whole other conversation, but it's not it's not as such the representative body of all Ukrainians in Canada, but it is an umbrella organization of several of the more active organizations across the country. So that's who my committee was formed by. So when we looked at this whole issue, it was like, do we organize festivals and celebrations, or do we let the community do what they do best? And I think we made the wise choice in going with the latter, because, as I said, there were already concerts, and there were banquets, and there were other celebrations that were already saying, we're doing this on the occasion of the 120th anniversary of Ukrainians in Canada. So we figured that our best role would be a coordinating role. It would be to roll out this logo, so there's some official visual recognition. It's also going to be to maintain a website where people can easily go and find out more information, A, historical information and factoids and things, but B, also, you know, what else is going on across the country. We're also working on developing some social media. One of the priorities of the last Congress of KUK, of UCC, was that we need to find some new initiatives for young people to become involved in the community. So this is a perfect thing for them. We've tasked them with rolling this thing out on social media so that, you know, that we can get people on Twitter, and we can get a Facebook page, and we can get people, you know, exchanging blogs and tweets and everything else about celebrations across the country. Mm-hmm. So we were just putting some of the final touches on that. And there are some conferences that we're sponsors for, and ultimately it's about the community, us just coordinating what's happening. And we're using this year as a launch pad towards what I think is a more, you know, more significant anniversary, which is 5 years from now, the 125th anniversary.
Indeed.
There I see probably the organization of all kinds of special events starting from the top, you know, coming from the top down, huge kinds of national level events.
Mm-hmm. Is that website launched yet, Roman? Have you got a URL for that?
Yeah, well, actually, it's a web page on the UCC national website. So if you go to ucc.ca,
okay,
right along the top banner, if you click on that, you go to that page, and it has everything from the artist description and artist bio of the logo to links to video footage of the unveiling event that I mentioned that happened at the Ukrainian village, to write-ups about various other events and initiatives that are happening, and hosting and developing that site as we go.
Awesome. Okay. Now, you mentioned that the community is putting on various different things. I know that in August there's going to be, again, in Alberta, Ukrainian Day, and that's in conjunction with the Ukraine-Alberta Genealogical Association. There are festivals going on. There's a train happening, I think, this weekend, right?
Well, the train, yeah, actually just launched on the 22nd, I believe it was. So that's the commemorative train. That's it's an initiative of the Embassy of Ukraine in Ottawa, and Ambassador Ihor Ostash, who we just, of course, all learned that unfortunately has been recalled. So this is a bit of a farewell tour for him, but nonetheless, this is intended to be a way to recreate, if you will, sort of in the 2011 context, the journey that Ukrainians made across the country when they landed originally in Halifax, and then the very first pioneers, in fact, did not land in Halifax. They landed at a Montreal port, but that's irrelevant because we're celebrating the whole, you know, the whole thing, all of 120 years.
Right.
And so that commemorative train is making stops in several major cities, and they're ending their journey in Edmonton on the 8th and 9th of July, and there'll be some special celebrations. They have some artists with them, and they'll be out at the, in fact, their closing, their official closing will be at the Ukrainian Cultural Heritage Village on Saturday, July the 9th.
Okay.
And kind of appropriate, I think.
And you'll be emceeing.
You're right. I am emceeing that. As far as the festival that you mentioned, you know, we have a slate of well-known and well-recognized Ukrainian festivals in this country. Many of them, of course, are taking the theme of the 120th anniversary. We will be out there with the displays of actually some of these submissions, the other submissions that were not chosen for the logo, just to show the wide range of our artistic vision in interpreting this anniversary. So we're looking forward to that.
And that will be where?
The Pyesnka Festival in Beggarville, which is a week from now. Canada's National Ukrainian Festival in Dauphin, Manitoba in September, the Toronto Ukrainian Festival or the Bloor West Festival, depending on where you come from. And we will certainly get at other, you know, smaller celebrations across the country as we become aware of them. And you mentioned the Alberta celebration in August. Every year, the provincial executive of Ukrainian-Canadian Congress in Alberta holds a Ukrainian Day back out at the Ukrainian Village. So this year, that's an entire celebration of the 120th anniversary that is totally dedicated to that. And that's always the second Sunday in August, I believe. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's going on?
Yeah. We're actually having something in BC as well at the Fusion Fest in Surrey on the weekend of July 16th, 17th. There will be a Ukrainian pavilion. There will be a display there and all kinds of mementos as well.
And there are some festivals that already happen, you know, the Calgary Ukrainian Festival, the Vesna Festival in Saskatoon. So as I mentioned, because our celebrations go into the spring of next year, we'll probably have our official presence there with the 120th anniversary display and other materials next year in 2012 editions of those festivals.
Okay, well, lots to look forward to. It sounds like a great year coming up.
Oh, absolutely. And just the final word is, you know, the role that I want this committee to play is really to coordinate what the community wants to initiate. So, you know, your listeners that happen to be in Canada and in various parts of the country that have some ideas about things that we could be doing to make that happen, or just ideas about ways that we can get the word out or other ways that we can represent this anniversary on a grander scale, please don't hesitate to let us know. Just go to that ucc.ca website and, you know, hit the contact icon and send us a note, because the more people that weigh in on this, I think the better our reach will be and the greater the celebration.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for coming on and telling us what's been done and what could be in store.
My pleasure.